"Then let Lord Hornwood's bastard be the heir," Bran said, thinking of his half-brother John. Sir Roderick said, "That would please the Glovers, and perhaps Lord Hornwood's shade as well, but I do not think Lady Hornwood would love us. The boy is not of her blood." "Still," said Maester Lewin, "it must be considered. Lady Danella is past her fertile years, as she said herself. If not the bastard, who?" "May I be excused?" Bran could hear the squires at their swordplay in the yard below, the ring of steel on steel. "As you will, my prince," said Sir Roderick. "You did well." Bran flushed with pleasure. Being a lord was not so tedious as he had feared, and since Lady Hornwood had been so much briefer than Lord Manderley, he'd even had a few hours of daylight left to visit with Summer. He liked to spend time with his wolf every day, when Sir Roderick and his maester allowed it. No sooner had Hodor entered the Godswood than Summer emerged from under an oak, almost as if he had known they were coming. Bran glimpsed a lean, black shape watching from the undergrowth as well. "Shaggy!" he called. "Here, Shaggy Dog, to me!" But Rickon's wolf vanished as swiftly as he had appeared. Hodor knew Bran's favourite place, so he took him to the edge of the pool, beneath the great spread of the heart tree, where Lord Eddard used to kneel to pray.